And
Robert was a man.
Yeah, and he's all sit quietly without saying a word, and it's called room tone, and they use that to edit what you say. You know, if you have false starts or.
Well, I don't think.
So that's what I'm on.
You're not on yet.
We'll warn you. Don't worry. We'll warn you.
We're ready when you are.
But the kinds of things really that I'm interested in are some of your memories, you know, what this place was like.
She's got them written right down here. You should have somebody that talks like Marla that they can understand. And
I can understand you pretty well.
Talk through my nose. You know.
I don't know about that. But some of your memories, what it was like growing up here, what are the changes, your feeling about the land, some of the issues too. And also, I understand from talking with Marla that your mother had summer visitors, and then you've had skiers.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about the people. Those are stories that wouldn't go on radio, you know.
Okay, well, we don't, you know.
Marla, got the questions you're going
to
ask?
Well, no, I had talked to Jane about some of the things you had talked about, and you know, pretty much I had started out asking you when the house was built.
I don't even remember what you asked. You asked me the questions and I could answer, but remember and talk.
Well, I actually wrote out a couple. Too,
you do that.
And tonight you told me some interesting things. You told me the name of the man that delivered the mail, God knows when. Then Griffin, a pet griffin.
Yeah, but you can't go on and talk on this thing and talk about that without mixing everything all up.
Pet, well, yeah, for what she wants, but I mean, that was the delivery of the mail with the horse and buggy. I thought it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, and Marla was telling me, I mean, one of your memories about the horse that was swimming.
Old Jack, swimming in the flood.
In the flood. So what I'm looking for are some reminiscences, some of the things that you remember which will show how this place was.
I've got to start, if I was going to tell, I'd have to start back in 1920, born 1920. What'd they have? $25 million debt. Now what are you, billions?
Yeah.
That was when women's rights were passed in 1920. And,
I'm glad my husband isn't here. what if we started with this farm and what the valley was like when you were growing up here? And it doesn't have to be in every detail, but, you know, there were X number of farms. They were small farms or whatever.
You got the items I could go by somewhat?
Yeah, can you read my writing?
I'd forget where I am. I'd be up in 1940 and back in 1920.
That's all right. But don't worry about that so much.
I think we had the year there. You said your mother started taking guests in 1929.
Yeah, but you got everything all, things would all be mixed up. You'd have to have a round table talk to get it filled on after. You'd have
okay,
to.
Well, what if we just say start with you as a young boy? And what you had to do on the farm, and what the farm was like.
Well, young fella, when I started out, young father took me up on the brick road, giving me a beech whipping. He says, now we go to church, you know. I went down church steps, knocked his hat off. Walt said I hit the preacher, but I don't remember hitting the preacher. But... So you got to start. It was mostly work. That's all I can tell you. And then we'd play ball after chores. Baseball. I don't think anybody wants to know what... I don't think anything personal should come into it. I think it should go into something of the area.
So I have a good sound of you rattling paper around.
You can hear anything. Linda.
I can hear all this stuff, so thank you.
Well, I don't know how not to... I think you need people's stories a little bit to make some kind of, you know, a point. And if we could... you know, some of your reminiscences or what it was like, you know, the kinds of chores you did or an incident that happened. This program will jump from different voices and, you know, people will have told about how it was on their farm so that there will be a number of different voices. I mean, Rupert will maybe talk about being the eyes for his uncle. He has a whole thing about how farms started small and then the machinery coming in and you got bigger and the machinery got more expensive and it cycled and cycled and cycled and you wasn't really sure that we were any farther ahead today. I mean, we might use that. I don't know exactly what we're going to use, but what we're trying to do is get different people's stories about life, what life was like here, how it's changed, and look at that. I don't know how it's going to come out.
All chores and baseball. Play baseball, love baseball, do the chores, and then cost the guests out of New York, the boys would, we'd play three-year-old cat out here after chores, about all you had to do. The older people, all they do is sit, and there was a resting period at that time. In the summer, they'd take guests and they'd sit around and eat dinner and say, what time is supper, you know? You had to work in the garden, give them the garden. And that, then of course the artists, fellows that worked for Saturday Evening Post, Peterson drew the buildings by hand, and he drew the mountains over here. They I wouldn't know what to say.
Well, tell me about one of the things I understand about a farm is that there are all, you have to do a number of different kinds of things to bring in income.
Hand milking. Started out hand milking when we were kids. Father had a milking machine pump. Didn't like it, so kids come along, milk by hand. Horses. You work the horses all day long. You had the hay loader. Father had a hay loader. We had to pitch the hay off the hay loader. We had a side delivery rake. Most neighbors, we had dump rake scatterings, but he come up with a hay loader, mostly wood, rope. Wasn't too much steel on the old hay loader. You repaired the woodwork, you repaired everything. The sleds were wood shod, everything of that sort. And steel come along with a dollar a pound, later on in years. Now I don't know what it figures. I haven't figured up by the pound what it costs now. But bigger, always grown bigger. Milking machines come along. When we got to 28 cows, we had to get a milk machine. We had to have the cooler to cool the milk. We used to get the ice, put it in the ice house, put the sawdust on the ice and pack it, and the people from the city would put the beer on it. Sit there when we go in with a load of hay into the barn with the horses. The old girl come up sitting there drinking a can of beer, breaking Vermont laws, you know. That was in 31, 32. I wouldn't want to. I kind of like that, breaking Vermont laws, because Roosevelt, he broke them right off after that in a hurry. Put all the farmers back. Roosevelt had started the agriculture, started. Of course, Bisbee, and we had Bisbee in the soil conservation. We had Ed Jones was the commissioner of agriculture. And they got us out of Bang's disease, another word for that. I can't, you got cattle all lose the calves, you know. We always called it Bang's disease, but we'd drive the cows down over the hill, and father would blame us for knocking the calves out from chasing them. Roosevelt and Ed Jones and all the boys got together, and the cattle were losing half the calves. They still have problems, but that started in 32. We cleaned the herds up around here. So I wouldn't know what to say. I know they did a lot of good. Roosevelt went in there and he started some good programs, but they kept right on taking the money, you know. Now they gotten to be nothing but a thievery and that sort of thing. You wouldn't like me to say that, you know.
You can say
some
that.
Of the, well, I'm not afraid. I go downtown, how's the thievery doing today, you know? Why not? But,
well, when you started farming here, you had 20 cows, and did you have chickens and pigs and all kinds?
Everybody lived that way. They started out, and then they started shipping cream, had creamery over in the valley, and then had creamery in Moortown. They shipped cream. Smith took the butter tubs and the maple sugar. The old Cooper shop, Olmsted, built a house with 19 rooms to have a lot of children, didn't have a chicken or child, and down and make butter tubs all night down there in the Cooper shop. So, but Smith had a horse, double team of horses. Then the Fullett, the barber, used to tell us about how he used to carry the places he used to stop at. He'd go down to South Royalton, I think, down that area to the railroad, and then Middlesex. They'd bring grain back from Middlesex. And, then long in that time, they made shoes out of the leather that tan with the hemlock bark, come off the hill up there. Ward used to have big pile of the hemlock bark. He shipped that on the railroad. That went by horse team. At that time, the granite sheds, you know, where all the horses were all the granite was brought down out of the. So, well, I wouldn't know what to say. I don't know enough about
about Moortown, because that was a different kind of town in that...
Well, it was the same. A lot of town. Moortown about the same. We had, Marlo's talking tonight, the H.O. Ward started in Dellsville, Duxbury, Dellsville up in there. And then the store was moved down, the 27 flood next to the creamery, took the store away, and then they moved down to another store or built it, whatever, I don't remember. I know there were two stores there.
But didn't Ward's, they did all the logging and the lumbering and they sort of...
Everybody owned... brought their lumber to them. They run the sawmill. They hired to help run the sawmills. Then they'd set the farms, some of the small farms that went out. They'd, when times got hard, they'd set them out to trees. And I said one time to old Burton, I said, God, I got borrow money. He says, I have to borrow money too. So he had to borrow money, but he'd borrow money, buy them out. And he'd set the fields out to trees and take a couple kills if they had them. Father had a nice Holstein kill. He had to sell it to pay the grocery bill, but kept right on working just then. But he had to borrow money, but he had a lot of land. Bought the land when the rest of us couldn't, I guess. But they started up in Dellsville, H.O. Ward, and then Burton took over. Herb Ward was a town clerk and sleeper. One of the boys, I forget the town clerk's name in there, before Herb. There was the Herb Ward farm right there across the store in Moortown, beside the church. He built bad off I am now. He is right between two churches. I got five churches around me here, and I have to be careful with St. Peter. I can't sing anyway, so I don't care. I get up there and rap on his door. Just because I can't sing, I hope he helps me in. But that's the way it goes, I guess.
Tell me about was it your mother that began bringing people in the summertime? Did you run this as...
Yeah, a large house. She's fixing up a room. Every year she'd fix up another room, bring in 14 people. Girls got $3.50 a week. Let's see, she charged $8 a week, I think. Three meals a day. My girls got $3.50. What? I remember the old father swapped the Oldsmobile. He swapped 50 acres. Something supposed to have been 75, 50 acres, 50 acre lot. He swapped it for the Oldsmobile, 29 Olds. That mother run that, tipped it over in the brook, and the fellow tipped it back up 50 cents. Little raspberry and knocked a wheel off, hitting a root that stuck out in the road. But farther drove oxen, a Model T Ford, stop on a dime, but he got in a three-speed car. He'd drive the Montpelier and low and home in reverse. So they'd laugh at him some. The kids walking on the road, they'd look out, here comes St. Farther thingamajig, I guess they called him. But he good old falling away. Somebody push him off in the ditch. He had to walk downtown and get somebody pull him out. I don't want to say too much about that, though.
Well, what, where would the people come from that would come stay here? Was that
New York? The roads were all dirt. Take them. They'd start 4:30 in the morning. They'd get here at 5 o'clock at night. But some of them would get lost on Lincoln Mountain. Have to turn around. There wasn't much of a road up there then. But they had an old Graham Page, couple of old maids. They always come back. Graham Page had given some trouble, but there are a couple of them still around, fellas fixing up as antiques.
So the valley has always appealed to people from away, in a
well,
sense.
I believe it. Mrs. Stafford took Gus on Wakefield Common, her mother. Mrs. Jocelyn, there's a lot. I can't name all of them. There's quite a number. And then there was Drew, I think the Drew boys, their mother up in Warren. There were quite a number of places that took, they started it. I don't think I'd get into that too much. Well, we had ice. We had cutting ice out of the Mad River. It wasn't fit to drink. Mother'd use it in the ice box, and it wasn't fit to drink. We put a dam in the brook and dammed the brook up. Good water and had good ice. Now, I guess Mrs. Tucker. Mrs. Tucker, I think, took guests up there, and they built a dam, dammed up the brook. I think they were quite a number of them up through here, took guests along, and times were hard. Went from cream, separate the cream. I'm not going to talk about that too much. Uncle Harry, he'd stop, he'd go out night hawking, stop and get a drink of cream. The frog would jump out of the water tub into the cream can. Father would take it downtown, and old Bernie Griffith would laugh like hagging at him about the frog jumping out. The next time he'd go down and say, "You got another frog, you?" So that's the way it went with the. Put the cream can in the water tub, take it to the creamer. I don't know.
Tell me about the flood here.
Flood?
Yeah.
It was flooded. It was flooded. The valley was flooded. There's one bridge. The guy down here says there's one bridge left in Moortown. Casey Bridge, the only bridge left. I don't remember what bridge was left in Moortown. I never got away. I know it took the one down below here and took it out. Little brook bridge. 27 flood. People stay right there in the house, so water right up within an inch of the kitchen floor. Stay right there. They wouldn't leave. They wouldn't come up here. But the house stayed. And 38, they lost their chickens and the calves went down the river. But 27 was higher. The chickens are still in the road. 27 flood, the chickens are in the road. The guests would be in a hurry to go to a movie, and the old Irishman would sit out on our porch and a car go by. There goes two more chickens for Swinard. They'd get a couple. They'd be dusting themselves in the road. They think they have potholes now. They ought to have the dust holes in. I guess chickens did a lot of work for them instead of the damn fever up here. But Well, let's see, 27 flood. It wasn't as bad here. You got out into that down Chittenden County, down on the railroad. Nobody would believe the old guy used to stop in here and have coffee, but he was out there in a boat, out in the boat, picking up people. Water all piled down through Chittenden there, you know. We had enough of it. Yeah. I couldn't tell you much about 27 flood. You know.
Well, I think Marla told me that...
Father probably should tell you about Father getting old Jack over to Covered Bridge. Yeah. Walter Gaylord drove a school bus. Haps. Father. Father keep calling the school and they wouldn't let him out. They didn't know what was going on up there. We're getting the water down here. We have five brooks empty and up there they only have one little brook. Well, the difference, they just didn't know what was going on. Father born and brought up right there by Covered Bridge and he knew. When the water getting high, he knew when the water getting high. A lot more water down, further down the river you go, the more water you get. You know that, down Lake Champlain. We pass everything down to them if we can. They got enough down there of their own. They got the dog manure in the city, and they got the car wash on the side of the lake. Yeah, I bet the dollar they don't run it into the... But I call them right up down there. They get an article in the Free Press. I call them right up, and I say, you blaming the farmers. Your old dogs, the dog food's the biggest business in the country, you know, up the store. You got... That's a big business. But... I like it here. They're building houses up back of me and it boils up out of the ground. Just rolls down the brook. All I have to do is dam the brook up and dam it right up and catch a lot. Comes down the brook and the field will grow all the faster. Used to get the free fertilizer down the river. And they dug all the gravel out of the river and taken it. Don't get any more free fertilizer now. Have to go buy it.
I just want to finish with the flood. And you were talking about, was it your father and the old horse?
Yeah, he a big old Jack, old...
Tell me that.
Roan. Well, you just met the bus, the old truck there at the bridge, and... Brought them across the water. It's all a low spot. Water was high and Jack was tall, that's all. Sister was large and the boys were bigger. The heavy boys last load. Take three loads, you know, and put the heavy ones on last to hold the wheels down. They were sitting up on the top of the buggy seat, I guess, a couple of them the last trip through. But a small item. Sick 'em, dog.
And the hurricane was worse than the 27 flood here?
No, I don't think so. Because bridges were older. All wooden, you know, logs and plank bridges and all that. They wash out easier. A lot of them cement. I guess some of them getting to be cement. But dam in Moortown, Moriarty built that. That stood the 27 flood. The water just goes over the top of them. They were built. He knew how to build them. But Moortown, I think Casey Bridge was the only fellow down here told me Casey Bridge was the only one that stayed. I don't know. I don't know. The old Benedict had a farm across Ward's store there. He owned up over the hill, and we hate it. I mowed it, neighbor baled it, set it out trees, fellow in there cutting wood. He wouldn't believe me. Trees are high now, you know. He wouldn't believe I mowed hay there. Dick shot an 8, 10, 12 point deer going across front of his camp, you know, and nobody'd believe hay field at that time. Faced them all, grown up the brush and trees, and set out trees and faced them, pasture. Set out trees here, 5,000 at a time. My lady says, I don't like trees, I nail barbed wire on them, you know. That's what you get from Citizen Suit. They don't know what the hang you're talking about, because they won't talk to you. They go try to make trouble and town somewhere, you know what I mean. But I'll say too much about that.
What are the biggest changes that you've seen in your lifetime here?
Bigger, yeah, that would be no, that would be mechanical genius would cause, mechanical geniuses would cause a change. You got to feed the people. You got to have bigger tractors, you got to have better machinery, better tanks, cooling equipment. In order to have a good product for the people, they've got to be. Of course, you got to have old Gramp there to start it all, and then I won't say. They go to school, you know. Got to go to school, learn, and a lot of them go to books, electrical, some mechanical, whatever. But it gets more expensive. And farming can't, well, farming, it's hard for a farmer to keep up with it. You take time off and try to raise a family, and the family gets ahead of them before the cows do, that's all. So I don't know what would... I bought on a couple meadows. You try to farm better land, you know, the machinery's the only farm the good land. I don't know.
Well, according to Vassar, he says that the river bottom land is much better than where he's where he was farming up in Payston. He said he only grew rocks.
Well, we got we're on rocky. Well, wait a minute here. We're on Washington County topsoil. You can call it what you damn might have, but it's the top of the mountain and rocks all the way down through. I found a way to crush them, get rid of them. You got a Citizen Suit against you, it shuts you off. You put them on the river bank, and pretty soon they're in the middle of the river. And you've got a brook. The river will, and stones, the water and stones will fight each other. Water will stay in a brook, the stones won't, it'll keep working down. Well, you can go any way you want to on that, but it's got to come down the river sometime, somehow.
Do you think that the attitude toward land has changed from how you felt, how you feel about it, having been on this particular piece of land over the years?
Well, always try to make it better. You always, well, farmers love the land, the feel of the soil, and of course, become rocking chair farming. It's become rocking chair farming. You used to have to harness the horse, throw the harness on, walk behind the horses. We didn't have no hip problem, maybe because I was younger, but you sit square in a tractor, you're going to rock back and forth and wear your hip out, and you haven't got no grease fitting, you haven't got any oil fitting, you're going to wear it out and go get a new one. That's all I can tell you.
Well, Vassar also told me that, well, and he very much believes in moving forward and getting tractors and so forth, but he also pointed out that when the tractors came in, it was two steps forward and one step back because his whole family no longer were involved in farming, and the mechanized machinery made it easier to farm, but the family no longer all worked together at it.
He can tip a tractor over easier. Bob and Spike tip a tractor over easier up there, but we got some side hills here too. A lot of places up in the hills you can tip a tractor over awful easy. I don't know where his land lays. We can tip them over if we want to. Become rocking chair. That's become rocking chair. I just pick on my neighbor. Rocking chair farming, back and forth with the old tractor, you know. And you rock back and forth and wear your hips out. And the automobiles, and everybody's in the hospital getting new hips. It's got to be the vibration of square seats, I think. I don't know. I think I better keep quiet.
Well, you love this land.
Oh, yeah. The farming.
And I would think that you would want to see this farm go on in your family.
It's not possible. It's not possible. You got to have one or two can operate small farm. Then you've got to have a bigger farm. You go to three. Then you can start hiring help if you're lucky enough to, intelligent enough to hang on to everything you have. I don't know what does cause that. Intelligence, I guess.
Isn't it the changes in farming that you've seen and the situation of different values?
Taxes, I go on taxes. I shouldn't get on taxes, I swear. Well, father, I got his tax accounts of $78, and they dropped from $84 to $78 in 1908. You don't see them drop today. They go up 15%, they go up $750 to you. You go from, what have they done with all the money? They've gone into thievery with it. That's why I call it the thievery. They taken the money and use it all up. They don't know. Got to have better roads. Got to have better buses. Got to have better children. I don't know how they get them.
Well, skiing change the valley?
Had to go with it. Had to go with it, that's all. Had big helps. The little lady in the house got to have curtains in the windows, got to have paper on the walls, got to have better equipment, got to go with it, all I can say. They got tar roads up in the ski area, you got to have tar roads. Well, they haven't got to, but a lot of them do. Route 100 tarred and gravel used right out of the river on Route 100. I was tarred only, 40, 50 years ago, probably. That gravel all come right out of the Mad River. That had to come off top mountain somewhere, out of the fields. Sifted, washed gravel, you know. They kept shoveling it till it's gone. The old farmer keeps farming. The fellow says, give you $1 million. The old timer used to tell in the paper there, had $1 million, what would you do with it? He says, it'd probably still be farming until it's gone. It's pretty near the truth. And that was, I saw that 30, 40 years ago. That's pretty near the truth. Keep farming until it's gone, if they aren't careful. They're gone from horses. I like horses. Can't do it with horses. I say you can't. You might be able to some things you might do with horses, but you wouldn't be able to feed 8-10 million people in a city. No way. More milk, boy, more milk. The old Irishman used to spit on the edge of the porch. See them old horses go down through the field. Go after more milk, boys, more milk. Gotta have more milk. You know, milk they use for pancakes. You use it in bacon. It's a lot of manufactured milk. I think, I don't believe manufactured milk is, they pay enough for manufactured milk. That's what, I think they beat the farmer terribly on that. I don't know. I don't figure those things out. I'll let Rupert figure that out. He or Alan figure that out. I'll let Alan and Rupert figure that out. They're a couple of politicians, you know. So you figure that out.
Well, since the time you've been here, there were how many farms when you first started as a boy farming? The whole valley was farms?
Moortown to Wakefield Village, what did we figure that out? 25 farms. 25 farms, I think. And most of them had cream or chickens, or one fella had the old bull he used to drive town with. Guests like to take picture of him, you know, driving the old bull up the road. Couldn't blame them for that.
Uh-oh, he's
gonna do that again without the paper, though?
They got me out of that.
Here. Good years.
So tell me that again, how many, the number of farms?
25, I think we figured. Around 20, there were 20 shipping milk, I think, when they first started, and 27 long in there, they started shipping milk. They went up to about 27, I believe, from Moortown to Wakefield.
And when did that start to change? When did the farm start going out
And why?
Been changing right along. Been going out right along. I bought on 2 farms when they were cheap. You couldn't give. When I bought those places, you couldn't give land away. Fuller lost his wife, come down, and he wanted I should buy his land. Well, I was in 48, 50. Couldn't give the land away at that time. Then, you asked for a change. That was a change. I bought on the farms, and then the land started going up. I should have bought on 20 farms at that time. Yeah, that was a change right there. Same way in Killington and all the ski areas, they took the little farms. Somebody'd buy the house, pay more for it than they could make farming, and so they went. Well, I think that was the biggest change. They built that condominium. It's all gone into ski area, which that's good business for them. Few people come back out on the east side of the river, but there don't too many come out here anymore. Where buses used to come through, not anymore. They want to sleep on the side of the slope and boys raise cane. Girls like to raise the devil, and then hell is that moral? I forgot how that goes.
You always said that the girls caused the trouble.
Boys will be boys. You let the girls pick on them. Hell's to pay. That's all I can say. It's the way it should be, you know. You got to be a gentleman. When the girls pick on them, they can get out of the gentlemanship and go at it if they want to.
So from 25 farms, it's gone down to what, about 4 farms?
Six or 7 still here, I believe. Shipping milk is 4 or 5, but beef farm and sheep farm, one of the best farms in the valley. You got sheep and heifers. Yeah, best boy in the valley. He give me wood pile. He says, I got wood. Help me split it, you know. He's a good boy. But shipping milk. He don't ship milk, and five, six, 7 shipping milk in the whole valley. Might be 1 marked down, two or three marked down. The valley is 7 or 8. That's the whole valley, but 25 right between Morktown and Waitsfield.
I figure that you probably have seen the biggest changes in your life than any of us. I mean, you've lived through that time.
Changed from horses to tractors after war. Didn't like to wait for the horses to stop and rest on the hill. Get sick of waiting for them to rest.
When did you first get electricity here?
Father had a Delco plant. And probably 24, 36 batteries. Turn the light off. You wouldn't turn it on. You'd turn it on, but you'd turn it off. You didn't leave them on. And then Then the neighbors all got electricity. One got it for $7 from about pretty near a mile. Then the father had Delco, and the other neighbor took on $11. And then the power company come in and says, we got a program where you can hitch on. And they got him to sell his Delco plant. $3. He didn't use all that. He didn't use all the $3. He $3 a month. Not an hour, $3 a month. telephone. They go up on the hill, two houses. I think that was around $2 a month. Have the crank on the wall. Those are, seem like good times, but I probably they're better now. I'll probably get more out of. I don't like paying $7,000 or all the other taxes to the help and all that. And I don't know what we are paying. Dorothy could tell you. Must be up there pretty well. I imagine Rupert and Alan, the firemen, they probably could lower them a little bit if they get in there. I think Rupert could. I don't know about Alan here, whether he could lower them or not. I think he'd probably raise them. He's farming. He's the best farmer in the valley. Milking.
Rupert's got deer now. Rupert has deer.
Oh, he's got a trailer park and everything. They made a lot of trouble for him, didn't they? I think they made a lot of trouble for Rupert.
The DeVries are farming.
DeVries, oh yeah. They run, they won, they farm the whole Rochester and Warren both, I guess. Half of Wheatfield, probably. They make a lot of it. Got to.
There's a story about, I can't remember whether it was Rupert or, I guess it was Clesson Irish that told me the story that you reminded me of when you were talking about the telephone, about Clarence Strong. Remember that?
I remember Clarence. You heard about Clarence? Rupert telling you?
Rupert Clesson?
He was telling you about the... Clarence, he had one of the first radios, you know, he had the earphones. But, they'd pick on Clarence. They wouldn't pick on him long. He'd pick back. He had to feed his horses at noon. He wouldn't stay. His wife and mother are sisters. He'd come down here and stay and dinner, but he had to go back right after dinner and feed his horses. He took good care of his horses, you know. Raised potatoes. He raised potatoes. Somebody call him up and say, how many potatoes you got this year? Half an acre. How many? Wouldn't believe it, you know. He'd tell them. He was a Scotsman. He'd speak right up. He wasn't afraid to speak up. They're all good old boys. Clarence and then neighbor up pasture and Faston. Clarence's brother. Old timers.
I talked with his daughter, Mrs. Goodyear. Isn't she Clarence's daughter?
Which?
Mrs. Goodyear.
Ina.
Yes.
and the whole Clarence daughter. Sure, that's Clarence daughter.
What do you think about this aquifer?
I got a couple wells. You'll find somebody wants some water, let me know. I can fill. I got best tasting water in our country. Boy, what do we feed? 125 people. We were licensed for 125, I think, or more. I could run quite a lot of water out there in that tank. I could have a couple of tanks. I could give them a tank every couple of days. That's what I think about it. I think I have a right to sell it. If I can't get any guests in here, I better use the wells for something. Hers runs free. I got to pump it electricity. I don't know if that's right. I better shut up, probably. Hers runs right out of the ground. Pusher. That's not an aquifer. Yeah, you'd call them aquifer, but there's one up on Moortown Common runs 100. Oh, it runs a lot of water. Poor though, they had a hard time shutting that one off. It's right up there in the corner of the brook. Just as good as any, just as much an aquifer as anything else. That's a real fella got sued for calling these artesian wells. We have to pump them with electricity. And they run free. That's a free that's a real artesian. So that's what I think about it. They run free, you know, if you drill, you got to drill them, but. The guy with a spring, the water running off a hill, that's I got a couple old farm springs. I could help the well. I could pump the electricity and help it along with the spring. When the spring started getting a little bit low, I'd know it, you know. I don't believe it would. I think your pressure's uphill on a spring, isn't it, in the oval? In water? Isn't the pressure of water in an oval? I wouldn't want to say what to think about an aquifer. Free country. I've always pruned trees and grown trees and took good care of them, but I got to cut them. I'm out of cash. Banks won't lend me any money. If you got a milk check, you got to keep that milk check. See, the farmers got to keep that milk check going to the bank. The minute your income stops, you don't get any more money from the bank. The bank comes in and forecloses and takes your farm for nothing. So they've got to continue. They better.